Phone hacks.
Ring-a-ding-ding, you got the kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the Donnie to my Walter Sobchak, Nick Kapper.
Fuck, what is that one?
You don't get it?
No.
Big Lebowski?
You already did this one, didn't you?
I don't know. Who knows what I've done? Fuck, yeah. We're 250 episodes in.
I'm impressed by some of the ones you do.
Yeah, you should be impressed every time because I put the work in and come up with, you know, new ideas.
Yeah. As soon as I ring that bell, I bet you pause a tennis and go, quick, what am I going to do?
Yeah. And then I think of it that quick. So then you should be impressed by the rapidity? Is that a word?
Rapidity?
Rapidity. The rapidness.
Rapidness.
The rapidity we'll go with.
Yeah. No, you
thought.
You do. Yeah, I appreciate you,
quickness
Michael.
Of wit.
I appreciate you, Michael. Other men I appreciate is other comedians, and that other comedian I appreciate is Andrew Portelli.
Yes. Hey, fellas.
He jumped in with that. Rapidity, already.
What's going on?
Yes.
We're banking up a lot this week, so we're all talked out. So Portelli, just take it from here.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, how about this? Have you done this one? Kappa's the Fiona O'Loughlin to your Bob Down.
Okay. I don't even know what their relationship is.
Yeah.
Fiona O'Loughlin and
Bob Down is a gay guy.
Yeah.
And Fiona O'Loughlin's a woman.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
So then Kappa's a woman and I'm gay? That's what the implication
is?
I'm just saying, what about that as an idea?
We asked for suggestions, not for you to burn us straight away. Like, I can't handle this.
Imagine
being a mum from the Northern Territory. Or in Mike's case, a gay man.
That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. But the thing is, I think that
you get one spot on telly, doesn't want to say anything.
Totally
Nobel
different.
Peace Prize here.
Oh, wow, what a great guy.
Well, we got all those conversations out before we started recording. Because Kapper had a lot to say about, what were you talking about exactly? You said, you know, pedophiles are misunderstood. And
well, I think they are. And, you know, everyone's got a condition. And I think we need to, you know.
Yeah. Support them.
Yeah, like child robots and stuff like that.
Child robots.
That'll solve it.
I see what you're saying.
Who was saying that?
Conchetta did an episode and Ben Caution. And I think Ben was saying, I think midgets, well, little people, should be.
Man, that Nobel Peace Prize.
Mike's really lost his edge.
Really quick.
I'm not saying it.
Stick it up for the gays and then just saying midget.
Right. Well, yeah, little people. Yeah, but it's like what I'm saying, they should be offered up as like methadone for pedophiles.
Who said that?
Ben Caution.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Ben Caution, evil guy.
Cancel Ben Caution.
Yeah, I reckon we should cancel him.
Everyone knows that. He's a bad man.
Yeah.
And a Jew. Yeah. Gross.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
Yeah. do your Jew voice.
Hey, Conchetta, let's play some tennis.
Every Jew loves Conchetta and plays tennis.
Yeah.
That was the generalization there. But, I mean, you went with Fiona O'Loughlin and Bob Down, which is interesting to me because, just two random comics.
Two elder states. Men and women of Australian comedy. That's the angle that I was going. Did you take it a different way?
Then that's an
interpretation.
I've never even heard of Bob Down, to be honest.
Oh, he was great.
Yeah.
He was real good.
Yeah. What happened? You're talking past tense.
Yeah, I think he's still performing, but
he's not good anymore?
No, I don't know. He's probably good. I think he had his own talk show at one stage that maybe no one watched.
Maybe briefly.
Yeah.
He sort of disappeared from television, but I don't think he was even.
He was pretty
big. Once telly sort of died.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, you just don't see Bob Down anymore. Yeah. And I think as well, people aren't like he was big in the '90s, people are like, wow, imagine a gay guy on TV.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, that's very common.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's there's yeah. no like
yeah
yeah there's yeah. no angle anymore.
Just yeah. being gay is not enough anymore. You know, you got to ramp it up. You got to be non-binary. It's you got to be depressed. You got to be a midget.
My, whoa, that's well, too far, man.
Man, this is the last time we record a lunchtime ep. You know, Mike, he's juiced up. He's yeah. ready to go. Well, we usually get these late afternoon where he's simmered down a bit. You
yeah,
know?
True. But you know, I just had a coffee and I'm fucking. Ready to take you cunts down with me. Yeah.
He's going to the States, you know.
Yeah.
He's just going to set this place on fire yeah. and never
this is
return.
His audition for Rogan.
Yeah. yeah. I want to get on Rogan. I want to fucking talk to Jordan Peterson.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know. I want to. What else? What
are
else
you going to hang out with any when you go to the States? Because you used to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, Rogan and I are going
to
hang out.
No, you used to be friends with Mark Norman, didn't you? Or you supported
him? I knew him from like open mics in 2010. In
oh, okay.
New
he'll
York.
Remember you.
Yeah.
You should hit him up.
I'll hit him up. I'll be like, hey, man, let's hang out. And.
Yo, brah, how are things?
Yeah.
I'm doing pretty well. You know,
yeah.
Just act like you haven't seen his YouTube stuff or anything. Or,
how's shit? Like,
yeah, how's stuff going? My life's been pretty good.
Are you
good.
Still
yeah.
doing that comedy thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the best when you see someone from high school or whatever and they're like, are you still doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Little riddle sort of yeah. skits?
It's yeah. not yeah. a good feeling.
Oh, man. It's like one of my good friends who I see regularly is like, are you still doing a podcast? I'm yeah. like, yeah.
Yeah.
See my Instagram stories every week.
If you were a real friend, you'd be listening to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if you're a real friend.
And sending me and reacting to my Instagram stories and that I would ignore because yeah. you're
but
not
But that's
a
also
comic.
A level of ego that you think everyone you know is looking at your Instagram stories and should give a shit. Well,
they are.
He should give a shit because he's a good friend of mine.
Yeah. I read the percentage of people that probably look at Instagram stories that even follow you on Instagram is very small.
It's actually, like, when you think about it as well,
yeah.
you see something like a poster or something, you just flick straight past.
Yeah.
You don't even read it.
Mm. Yeah, I read it. Yeah. I read it and I go, who's that? Who's that? Who's that? Why are they on there and not me? You know, what the fuck? Who's
yeah,
booking
but you're a
this?
Comic.
Yeah.
You know, my mate's in a comic, you know, oh, he doesn't care oh, about
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, true. Yeah, no, yeah. I do see everything through that lens. Yeah, so yeah, just yeah, uh-huh. fucking bitter resentment.
Yeah, there are people who aren't comedians, Portelli.
Okay. Fucking, well, I don't know who they are.
Yeah. They don't matter. Yeah. Civilians, right?
The weirdest one is like I've seen a few lineups lately where I don't know any of the comedians on the lineup.
Yeah.
And that's good. It shows that like, hey, there's more gigs coming, more work. That's great. But then you're like, fuck, I have no idea who these people are.
Yeah, because you're a headliner now.
Yeah. You're bigger, you know, you're a
big
Hollywood
act.
Big time capper.
I am not a headliner. I fucking I headlined in Perth and they didn't even fill it. I was like, fuck.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I did the same. And I'm from Perth.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
No one I knew came apart from like maybe five people.
Oh right. Yeah. Oh well, there you go, man. Anyway, we're all good. We're all good. One day I'll headline. I don't know where I'm going with this. But guys, we've been doing the phone hacks. We've been going hard.
Yeah.
We've been building up episodes. Uh-huh. Portelli, what did we make you do last time?
Oh,
he
it
shot
was years ago.
This was years ago. We were in the old studio.
Oh, yeah.
The one in Fitzroy, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. I ran into two guys from that studio the other day, the architects.
Oh, yeah.
I ran into them in the pub. Are nice guys.
Yeah, because we're not there anymore, obviously.
Yeah.
But, yeah, are they still there? Do they miss us?
No, they moved out, but they miss us.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. I think they called you Mick or something. Or not.
Yeah, I get a Mick.
Fond memory.
We miss you and Mick.
Yeah.
I said, oh, no, it's Mike.
Oh, dude, I got asked if I was Mark Goldberg the other day.
Mark Goldberg?
I was like, yeah, that's me. I'll take it.
Mark Goldberg.
They were in the region.
Mark Goldberg sounds like you with long hair and a chain.
Fuck.
You know, and a big chest.
Mark Goldberg
you own a
sounds
gym.
Cool.
Big chest.
Oh, you mean a bigger chest?
Nah, just a big chest.
You know? See, man-sized chest.
How did this come up? Oh, the old studio, that's where Portelli was. So that would have been 2 years ago, two or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Even. And I remember you shot down whatever the hack we floated to you was.
Okay. Yeah. So I was I was still a practicing lawyer and I was worried
right.
that it would affect my
that's
job.
Right. And I think it was a pretty brutal one or something. It might have even been something about pedophiles or something. No.
Do you remember?
I don't remember. I just remember I think I got asked to post a picture of a nutsack.
Yeah.
Which I did, and then Facebook must have disallowed it immediately.
Right.
And so it didn't go anywhere.
What was the nutsack context or caption? Do we remember that, or was it just a photo of a nutsack on Facebook?
I just remember a photo of a nutsack, and I don't remember if it was someone's nutsack.
I'm gonna have to go back and listen to this episode. I can't remember this at all.
No,
fuck. Have we become that jaded and evil, Mike, that we can't even remember like posting someone's fucking nutsack?
And then, if people ask you about it, they're like, oh, what's the worst hack you've ever done? I'm like, I can't even like pull one because we're 250 episodes in or whatever. Then I'm like, I don't know, fucking Capper's gay.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Imagine if you did do that one. Bob Down would be rolling
his
career grave.
In his closet? Well, he's not in the closet, is he?
No, he's definitely not in the closet.
Definitely not in the closet. Yeah. It's funny when someone's very, very gay and they're still in the closet. To me, that is comedy.
Right? Yeah. What do you mean? Like their manner?
Yeah. Like their whole, clearly gay, but they're like, no, I love pussy.
Yeah.
It's weird when, I've had probably one or two mates in my lifetime have been fully like that, and then they come out as gay, and it's a big announcement, and everyone's like,
cool,
We knew. I know a guy who's married with a kid, who sent me a weird DM, and and I'm like, do I have to tell her or like?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he was like, man, I'm having feelings about men and stuff like that.
No, he just sent me like a weird.
Suggestive.
Oh, really?
DM. Yeah.
God damn.
Referring to, like I don't know if you've seen those photos I did for my comedy festival show where I'm like sort of dressed as a leather daddy.
Yeah.
He sent me a DM referring to that. And then he's like, oh, I'm so proud to be a dad with my beautiful wife. And you're like, not for long.
Did you get off the back of the leather daddy image, did you get people turning up to the show thinking they were in for like a hot leather daddy hour?
Not as many as I had hoped or planned.
Yeah,
someone did say it was like gay baiting. Or queer baiting, I think is the term.
Yeah.
But I had already, like, because the poster was very sort of sexual and raw. But I had already taken those photos.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, those weren't for comedy.
Yeah. For the listeners that don't, you're wearing a leather vest with no shirt on underneath. You got a little leather cap.
Like a leather cap.
Yeah.
And then blue denim jeans, tight.
Yeah.
And black leather shoes.
And it's like a vanity shot kind of thing.
Soft focus, red and blue lighting.
Uh-huh. It is gay baiting. It is, you were going for a demographic.
Well, and the show was called Tough Guy and that was in pink. But,
it's very funny. But you would have had some disappointed gays in the room, I'd say.
That's the thing, is not really. Everyone who came ended up just being people who have seen me do stand-up.
Right.
Who could, I guess, see... I don't even know what to say, like if it was irony or what. I don't know what I was really going for. I've been feeling confused. But the actual context of the photos was that it was a couple's photo shoot with my girlfriend at the time from years ago. And I just had the photos and I just wanted to use them for a poster.
Right.
Gotcha, man.
Yeah.
Even the couple's photo shoot is painful.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact you were doing one of those.
Oh, but that was a bit.
Was it?
Well, because we went to this like a cat lovers expo, and there was a guy there that was he had this deal which was $50 and you get a photo shoot with your pet.
Yeah.
And we didn't have a pet together, but I was like, wouldn't it be funny if we did a photo shoot? And she was like, I'm not doing that.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to pay for it now.
Yeah.
And then it's like 3 months. It's in 3 months' time.
Right.
And I just backed myself that by the time it rolled around, I would have worn her down, which I did do. And so, yeah, then we got these costumes and we did it.
That's fun.
Yeah.
How come you never did this, Mike?
Man.
How come you've never done photos with your pets?
That would be great.
I want to do photos with the pets. Something obviously funny, and even with my partner. But the thing is, every engaged couple, I think, gets the photo shoot where they're walking on the beach barefoot together, but they're wearing like long pants. It's like, you know, khaki pants and then barefoot and then walking along the beach. Like that is standard.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a twist on that.
Yeah.
Somehow. I'm thinking what? Like everything... So if they're wearing everything but shoes and socks, like we're just wearing shoes and socks and walking on the beach.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
You should do that.
And then, that's not bad.
Yeah, I'd love to see those photos. And just crop you out.
And send it to you. Yeah, you could pick. Yeah.
I reckon crop your partner out and send it to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What about...
Just crop my torso and my legs out?
it's like khaki, white... Like linen shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
But the arse of your pants is cut out.
Uh-huh.
And your partner has a strap-on dildo.
Uh-huh.
And you're spreading your ass cheeks apart.
Uh-huh. And,
and
this
she's
is on
penetrating you.
Okay.
But and it's not on the beach.
Not on the beach?
Yeah.
No. Are my cats there?
Yeah, cats are like somewhere in the room, but they're not in the shot.
Right. Are they watching?
I don't know. I don't care.
There's like a speech bubble saying, think of Portelli. Yeah.
And then it's a save the date.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You're going to get it done. I mean, your wedding's now around the corner. Like, well, you still got, what, 10 months or 11 months?
Yeah.
But you're going to do some kind of cheesy couples photo shoot, I imagine.
Yeah. It'll probably be pretty bright, pretty kind of, you know, I don't know, like kind of kitsch type. Mm. Like we're going to get a cake and it's really cool, this cake. It's like a pink love heart cake.
Yeah.
You know, like one of the big ones.
Right.
You know, like a real fucking corny cake. And yeah, hopefully I'll have my lemon jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Or my, you know.
Black pants.
Yeah. And so it'll be a bit corny, you know. I think she's going to get a green glitter dress.
But this
is this for the ceremony?
Wedding? Yeah, you're talking actual wedding. I'm saying in the lead up, you'll do some kind of cheesy couple.
Oh, do you? I don't know. No, I don't think we'll do that.
Why don't you do a photo of the two of you kissing with tongue?
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
Just quite zoomed in.
Yeah.
Portelli's real horny for us and our partners.
Yeah.
That's what I'll get.
Yeah, we'll do it. Man, if you don't get them done, I'll pay for it. here's my engagement present to you.
Yeah,
we could do something weird. I don't know what we'd do. We don't have pets.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a kid.
I see some kind of horseback situation.
Oh, yeah,
Portelli,
I do know how to ride
some
a horse.
Kind of bareback situation.
Yeah. Pretty hot. Yeah. We got ones when we first went out. My dad got given a big crossbow, like a big bow and arrow.
Uh-huh.
And we got kind of some candid ones done of me shirtless pulling back the bow and arrow with her behind me.
Oh, great.
Maybe we could get those redone.
Yeah.
They were sick.
They
were
incredible. Are they in the public domain?
Yes, they are in public domain. Yeah. You probably would have seen these.
Yeah,
it's as hot as hell.
Fuck yeah.
Hot as down. Fucking hell.
Yeah. The premise of the podcast, if there is any first-time listeners, we all swap phones. Spinning wheel decides whether we go through draft tweets, notes, camera roll, or search history. At the end of the episode, we'll do some hacks. We had regular guest Sammy Shaw on the last episode.
Another Perth guy.
Another Perth dude.
Yeah.
By way of Pakistan.
Pakistan. Yes.
I think he's mainly a Perth dude, though.
No.
Right?
They don't put Perth in brackets after his name.
Oh, yeah. How many ticks?
He ticks all the boxes. He does.
Yeah. Do you guys get Perth in brackets and steel name, you know,
no,
pretty far away.
I don't think that's a draw.
You should get ITA, really, you know.
Yeah.
You should push for the Italian thing because that'll get you some points.
Oh, you still get USA sometimes,
I get
right?
USA. Sometimes I get JEW, which is nice.
Yeah.
I remember. I love it if they did. Just Jew.
You know, like Seinfeld.
Like Seinfeld. Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld in brackets, Jew. That would be, I mean,
that would be a really funny
credit.
That would
be so funny.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that on our next phone hacks post if we do another live show. What would my name be in brackets? Oz? A-U-S?
Trash. I think it was like trash.
Trash.
Sorry.
Oh, fucking hell. B-A-D?
B-A-D works.
Yeah, B-A-D.
A-S-S.
It's got commas like B-A-D, comma, A-double-S.
Not badass.
I'm not badass. I'm bad ass.
I'm bad and I'm ass.
Bad and ass. Sammy Cha was on the last episode we did, and I don't know if you saw, I actually think you might have commented on this, Portelli. He put up a photo that he's announcing his book. And his caption was, so the image was that Capper did up was Sammy Cha, the booger that farted. Art by Brumpo Tungus. And it's a wildly hilarious new series. So, yeah, Capper did, you know, the anthropomorphic booger farting into a face.
Yes.
And Sammy's caption, I'm so honored to be sharing the cover and title of my first children's book. Like all comedians, I've always had a story for kids inside me, passed down through generations. And I'm honored to finally be able to put it to print. Of all the things I've written and published, this is the one I'm proudest of. So you put it up on Instagram and Facebook. Quite a bit of traction, a lot of likes. He was getting DMs of people saying congrats and like, so awesome. When is this out? Someone commented, congratulations, Sammy. This is awesome. Andrew Portelli, today's guest, said, well done, Sammy Cha. Knowing it was a hack?
Of course. Yeah.
You saw through it. Yes. And but thanks for, you know, most people would just write phone hacks or something, but luckily no one did. But he eventually edited it on Facebook to say it was us, but he left it up for quite a period of time where he was getting a lot of congrats, a lot of people thinking it was legit that he would do a children's book called The Booger That Farted.
Yeah, well, I mean, like this, what do you do at the top end in comedy in Australia? Like, you gotta cash in somehow. So
well, it was almost like it's almost too early in his career to do a children's book.
If you did a children's book, Portelli, what would it be? Would it be like Mamma Mia, My Butt Stinks or something like that?
That's pretty good. No, my butt doesn't stink. I guess it would be fiction. I could do that.
What would non-fiction be? Mamma Mia, My Butt Does Not Stink.
Yeah. The Andrew Portelli story.
Comedian in Perth, actually, I don't even know if he does comedy anymore. He commented, this is either satire or genius business acumen, possibly both. Someone said, combining all the essential elements, farts and boogers, congrats. So people legit thought it was real. Kirsty Wiebeck, comedian, said, oh no, that was the name of my new festival show. I'll change it. Congratulations, legend. Your skills know no bounds.
So she fell for it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
Dude, I think a lot of people legit think he's doing this book, The Booger That Farted.
The Booger That Farted.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Oh, man. It's so genius. The mic came up with the title, but it could so work.
Yeah.
Like, I could so see
it. You should write
a really big celebrity doing it.
It's just to be huge. Just do the gross, like, bodily. The booger that took a shit.
And then your ass.
And it vomited.
And then yelled a racial slur.
Yeah. And it was covered in pussy juice.
It's like the aristocrats.
The most extreme, highest selling children's book in Australia. The booger that fucked your dirty mum.
And then farted.
But it turned out to be a shit. Yeah. And there was blood in it.
And then farted.
By Peter Hellier.
Mark, art by Cal Wilson.
Fuck. This is so good.
Oh, man.
Man, it's just it's the biggest children's book you've ever seen. Just
it's
all
so
that.
Big.
It's like the biggest. It's just
it's got all these like surgery photos in it.
I think this is good, man. Yeah, we're onto something here.
Yeah. It's like sort of children's friends. Literature slash body horror. Yeah.
And he growled out Hitler's asshole. Hitler congratulated him.
They high five.
Yeah.
There's one of those pages where you flip it over. It's got like a little thing that makes a sound, but it's like. It's like scary now.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. The booger that killed a bunch of prostitutes.
the booger that was in a human centipede with a shit and and earwax.
And they were all doing the Heil Hitler.
Fuck. Oh man, it is a really good book.
Yeah, like the booger that was on Epstein's plane. Yeah,
there's a quote from Sam Simmons on the cover. Outstanding.
Fuck. All that's right. Good.
Yeah. We're on to something.
Yeah.
Good, man.
Yeah. Someone should, I don't know, maybe in the Patreon group.
Yeah.
You know, let's just put down a heap of what the booger's doing, or you know, or never ending story. Do not publish it. Publish any of this in a
public space
behind
speech,
a paywall.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can
with illustrations, though. That's what makes it for kids.
Yeah. Oh man, that's good.
And then Capra, your hack was you're going to Tasmania, and
oh, this was good actually.
Is it still
it's
up?
Funny? It's still up. It's not actually like a. It's not actually like a. You know, I don't think people believed it, but I got a lot of good comments like Facebook Hive Mind.
Yeah.
Going to Tassie next week, looking for places for a massage in inverted commas. Mm. And go. And Josh Barnes commented Fire Banana Massage, like some Fire Banana Massage place in Hobart, I'm guessing. Then someone commented, I don't know about you, but I don't think Nick Capper wants his banana to be on fire. Those girls should be checked. Nikki Barry, great comedian. We should get her on sometime. She's really good.
She's great.
She said, depending on what sort of ending you're into. And then she posted the shit machine that's in Tasmania.
What's the shit machine?
It's in Mona. They put food in a machine and they make... They'd take a shit.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it takes a shit.
I thought it was just the Tassie comedy scene.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Take I actually Hannah don't. Gatsby. Yeah. He whispered, yeah. I can't believe
Hannah
Gatsby,
Luke McGregor.
Joshua, the shit machine. Yeah, all those, you know, those four, they should just do a tour, you know, the shit machine tour. You know?
Human life goes in.
Yeah.
The shit machine, I mean, in... is a pretty fucking disgusting exhibit. Like
it stinks as well.
Yeah, it smells like shit.
Is it actual human?
So it's this, so it's that. It's like an actual display of...
It goes through all the breakdowns of each stomach acid. Right.
Yeah, and it's just a room that's just fucking smells like shit. And I mean... Portelli, you're a smart man. You could tell me the subtext of this and its place in art history. Go.
Dude, the two of you have seen it. I don't go to galleries, man. I'm at the gym, dude.
Yeah.
Man, you can't put your dick in the shit machine, all right?
The booger that put its dick in the shit machine.
Never gets old. Never gets old. Then this weird conversation opened up, whereas my friend's ex-girlfriend that I haven't seen in like 15 years.
Yeah.
She's still on my Facebook and she replied to Nikki Barry, oh my gosh, was that the gut at the exhibit? If so, I remember that stench. I remember that and the stench alone has never left. And then they just started having a conversation. So Nikki Barry's having a conversation with this girl.
She'll do that.
Yeah, yeah. yep, the cloaca, magnificent. Wow, I remember being curious, wanting to know more, read more, stay around for more. But that smell, pure foul indeed. From one kindred art meandering scowl to another, if you stuck around to get that photo, you're a stronger woman than I. And then someone, then this comedian Luke from Bendigo, he joined in. He goes, this thread is the longest that machine that hasn't been called the poop device ever. And yeah, it just fucking keeps going.
So anyway, he went with poop device, whereas I always thought it was shit machine.
And then she commented down the bottom, lots of Airbnb hosts have great recommendations. I've even tried staying in a couple that have been booked out. And then asked if they happen to know anyone that does good cheese, wine, dinner, etc. And they've had incredible recommendations. Maybe you could hit them up for some massage recommendations.
Yeah.
I'm like, fucking hell. This is gone. Some guy said, sending you a message. Thomas McMahon, good fella, used to do comedy.
Yeah.
Says, I'll give you one, mate. Yeah. So that was pretty successful. Now, Mike, I didn't see you do yours.
No, I didn't do mine.
Why didn't you fucking do it?
Well, like, Sammy did send me, so what I was meant to do, Pratelli, I don't know if you're aware of the uproar over the Little Mermaid being African-American. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, the worst people on the planet.
Yeah, I saw your tweets.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. You know, I was going to be all for it. That was the heck that I was going to be like, post the little picture of the new Little Mermaid and say representation matters, and then you scroll across and it was a girl power, like a lady flexing, and she had girl power written on her bicep.
Right.
So that was meant to be the post, but we're recording a bunch back to back. You know, I've been busy. I go overseas for a couple months, and I was like, I'll get to this eventually, and I never did. So... what are you going
to
do?
Should you have to do it now?
Fight me?
I'm not going to fight you.
Should you do it now?
What?
Should you do it now?
No, I mean, I could do it after, but also, you know, this is my podcast. I don't have to. I'm not your fucking monkey. How does that sound?
Oh, well, you're a coward. What a coward.
I can't all do it.
It's depressing. It is depressing, isn't it?
What's that?
That we do this podcast, get together. He doesn't even go through with the hacks.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What other podcasts, though, do you have to do? I don't have to do shit. You know, there's nothing besides peer pressure.
I'll say this next time you have a good one. I'll go, I don't have to do it.
Yeah. Do it. I don't give a shit. How many times have we not done a hack that we floated at the end of an episode?
Well, we used to not do it for a while, and then the downloads went down. So then we started doing them again and went back up.
Well, I know our listeners, you know, they're all jackals that are out for blood.
Yes.
But I think, you know, that we could float the idea and talk about how funny it would be.
Look, man, you can try and get your way out of this cowardice.
Yeah, man. I feel when I'm like watching the Beatles, like when they were fighting. You know what I mean? Like, sad.
One wishy little bitch Beatle wouldn't play the drums or something.
Oh, Ringo.
Yeah. And the other ones are like, you got to do your part, play the drums, you know?
Let's talk about all the hacks that you never did that you said you would do.
Which ones?
Well, there was the woke parody song to Meredith Brooks' Bitch.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. But I just never got around to that.
Oh, didn't you?
But I will do that one because I thought that one was good.
Uh-huh.
Did I end up doing that?
No, you never did it.
Oh, I never did do that one.
And there's been plenty, you know?
There was just that one, I think.
Yeah. No, there's been way more.
Yeah, there was just that one.
A litany of hacks that never get done.
Oh, God. Anyway, next time you should do it because it's funny.
Look, it's fine.
We know Norm MacDonald Mike is gone, you know, and you've got shiny TV Mike now. But you've still got to break the rules every now and then.
Oh,
brother,
I don't even think it's something that's cancelable. I was just like, we recorded yesterday and I just never got around to it.
I
never felt the pressure, you know.
What?
Portelli's very uncomfortable. He thinks we're fighting.
No, it's okay. It's fine now.
Portelli,
he's still thinking about us and our partners.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into the phones.
All right. The phones. So we'll hand our phones to the right. So, Portelli, I'll spin the wheel each time so you can hold on to your phone for now. And you'll get my phone, Portelli, and then eventually you'll hand yours to Capper.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get Capper's sweet new Samsung Galaxy. He does not have the Oppo anymore, but if you want to join the Facebook group, the answer is Oppo to Capper's shitty phone brand to get in the group. Though I haven't really been filtering so much lately, just anyone. There's a lot of bots. You got a lot of people whose account was created in like August 2022.
Yeah,
you're like, fucking whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And they got some name that's like from, I don't know, somewhere, someone that you can't pronounce or whatever. And you're like, yeah, this person definitely listens to the Phonex.
And then they're in there selling Oakleys within fucking 2 days or something. So
it's
kind of cool.
Funny. That's okay. Cool. Yeah. I like those people in the group, you know? Yeah.
And then might as well plug the Patreon now.
Oh, yeah.
Bonus content on the Patreon.
Heaps of bonus content in there.
Get in there and leave us a 5-star review. And is that it?
That's it. Yeah, Q&A's. We've got Q&A's. We've got to do the Q&A's for the Patreon.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So get in there and then, you know, put in maybe for the Patreon you could do an illustration, the extended series of the book.
Booger
that, you know, fuck, got canceled.
Yeah.
Booger that shit its own pants.
Wow.
And ate it.
Okay. Now we're talking.
Man.
Spinning the wheel.
That's easy to write.
I'll tell you the worst one. The booger that did my dad comedy.
What's my dad?
You know, like, and it was my dad.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Dad.
I said, thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
The booger that said, thanks, Dad.
Yeah, that's all right.
The booger that said, I don't come to your work and slap the dicks out of your mouth.
Oh, so the booger's just a hack now.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. It's just a hacky booger?
What else?
The booger who was like, oh, yeah, I can tell who's in from Frankston.
Yeah.
I did that during a set like a month ago when I was in Newcastle and it destroyed.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. It felt amazing.
Oh, man.
This guy was heckling and I'm like, can you get a bus back to whatever the shit area? And people like, they loved it.
Oh.
So I understand why you do it.
Man.
Because it rules.
Yeah, suburb comedy fucking destroys.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I've got a clip and I don't know whether to put it up or not because I was saying it, I was doing a show in Perth and I was like, hey, you know, in Melbourne, we've got a lot of freaky weirdos here, but they're all spread out across the city where you guys just have it all in one place, you know, like the center, like in the concourse.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It went off and I was like, yeah, but, you know, like your old Newcastle thing, it kills, but you're like, I don't want evidence of this. You know what I mean?
Really?
Me shitting on a fucking suburb or whatever, you know?
I think it rules.
Yeah.
I think it's just like, it's just personal.
Oh, yeah.
It's like doing a football.
And they love it.
Yeah.
You know, but it's so funny because we pride out, I pride myself on trying to do, you know, a different angle or
your
whatever.
Style, your style.
Yeah, yeah. But then as soon as I'm in that situation, I'm like, you fucking no teeth, inbred fuck, go back to this place. They're like, and then it kills and then you feel good.
Feel amazing. I feel like a god.
All right, spinning the wheel to see what Portelli is going through in my phone. It is camera roll. All right, this could be.
How'd the shows go in Newcastle Comedy Club? I'm so keen to get down there. Those
they
guys
were great.
Rule.
Yeah, they were really good.
Yeah.
It's a great club,
man.
Yeah, they have good lineups and the audience is really good. Just they're like. They're not dumbasses, but they're not sensitive, which is perfect.
Right.
You know? Yeah, you can do all the anti-woke shit you want in there, brother.
Exactly. I can finally talk, you know, speak the truth.
Yeah,
so there will be a lot of screenshots of recent hacks for us to eventually put up on the socials.
Oh, yeah. Yep,
you know?
Yep.
And yeah, I don't know what else has been going on. Promo bullshit.
If there's anything about you, Portelli, it's planted in there, right? If there's any screen conversations or things that like, look at this dipshit in his fucking...
And it's Portelli?
In his strongman suit or whatever, you know?
With a little leather hat.
Yeah, the little leather hat, you know? It's planted.
I don't think it would even say that, though. It would say, man, this photo's making my dick really hard.
Yeah.
Because he's sexy. And I love that. And my fiance is a
this to.
Hey,
who would I be sending this
is
to?
A beard. That's what a Mike would say when he sees a sexy photo of you.
Probably to his
man,
dad.
This is sexy. My fiance, she's a ruse. She's been a ruse.
So I'm just looking through your camera roll.
You are.
And what do I do now?
You find a picture that you want me to talk about or that interests you or like leaps out.
I mean, this one does leap out.
Oh, Yeah, what the hell is that?
Oh, God, you went far.
Oh,
that's
man.
Like my foot issues that you could see one ankle is absolutely fucked.
They just look like regular feet. You're just sending someone a photo of your feet?
Yeah.
No, that's... yeah. You don't see that.
And they're put together, that you put your feet together like a pussy.
Like you're kind of,
well,
like you want someone to fuck them.
Yeah, I'm spread eagle, but my feet are together. And the thing is, this is good. I was staying at a friend of the show, Gerard McGowan's place, and I was up in his attic space where you've stayed before.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got a cat, and as I was still at my foot, just fucking blew up that right ankle. You could tell from it that one's absolutely fucking bad.
It does look big. I thought maybe it was just the angle.
No.
Yeah.
So then I was comparing it to the ankle that was normal, and then while I was taking the photo... with spread eagle with my feet placed together in triangle fashion, if you will.
Yeah.
The cat ran up into the room and was staring at me, take this photo. And I felt very bad about myself. in a very vulnerable, compromising position.
And you're completely nude.
Yeah. I mean, you can't tell from the photo.
Yeah.
Well, you could see maybe my tip. but it was for
the
it was,
tip of your dick.
Does,
yeah. I don't think so.
Down by my feet.
oh man, yeah, it is. It is quite a bit bigger. Not that much bigger. I don't know what you're crying about. You know,
it was for context. Yeah. Well,
it seems like you just winded,
is this on the
you know?
Patreon? Yeah, you've been selling feet pics.
Yeah, well, yeah. If anyone funny. Wants a foot pic, yeah,
it does look huge. Looks like a big tree trunk with your little feet sticking out of the bottom of it. It's fucking huge.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So that was to eventually show the physio or podiatrist to see like when it was at its worst because I couldn't walk on it at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you just had to get like an idea of like what you could do. Like could you walk on it? Could Gerard jerk off onto them still?
Well, yeah, Gerard was out of town, so I just...
They both still look like a little pussy.
any other photos of the roll, or do you want to just keep talking about my heinous feet?
I mean, this is interesting.
Yeah.
You don't really get to do this.
Are you familiar with the concept of the podcast?
I've done it before, but I just...
Welcome to Green Guard Letters.
He's blown away that he gets to go through someone's phone.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah.
He's done an episode in the past.
Sometimes, because I work at different workplaces, sometimes doing labor hire, and there's some people leave their phones on a desk and they've just used it.
Yeah.
Or a light comes up on their phone. It is so hard for me not to stare at the phone or not to just go.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like when it comes.
Absolutely.
Because I get distracted by bright lights enough as it is, you know. And then you see that and I'm like, fuck, I wonder what's in their phone. I wonder what's in their phone.
Because just
one time I was on a plane and I saw this girl messaging on a phone and I stood up to get my bag. I looked down and she was sending some dirty texts.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was something like, I'm going to fuck you so bad when I get home and all this shit. And I was like, this rules.
Oh, dude.
And then I didn't know what her face looked like, you know, so I was trying to like walk in
angle
front of
around.
Her at the thing so I could see what her face looked like. Like, oh, is she old? Is she young? Yeah, yeah. Anyway, yeah, it was
what
real
was
funny.
She?
And I was like, she was young, yeah, yeah. And I was like, oh, this is cool. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Wow. You know?
Did you tell her that?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, wow, it's so cool.
Just like,
it would have been better if she was old. If she was old, that would have been really cool.
Well, then it's not as, And then also and you're not, you don't feel as like creepy. And
no, curvy. No, you just like, you want it to be a surprise.
Yeah.
You want an old person or whatever to
so,
be.
So
texting.
You just like sort of grabbed her arm and shook her and you're like, that's really cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I pat her on the back, said, go get it, champ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go get that dick.
You're just breathing heavily behind her.
Yeah. She's like, why is your shirt off? And you're like, it got hot on the plane.
You're making a tassie devil sound.
Oh, dude, you're going for flesh. And then I think this might have come up before. That was a tennis injury where my fucking big toe was...
he's got a bruised toe.
...fucking mangled.
Okay.
It's interesting. You had the whole camera roll there and you dug back deep and found...
Well,
Mangled feet photos.
But then it's like, what am I looking for here? Because otherwise it's you and your partner and I feel weird like even looking at it.
I thought you liked that shit.
I thought you liked that shit.
Well, now I'm trying to be real.
Were you looking at photos so your feet so your boner would go down?
Well, I'm just, you know, like, why I can't make fun of you for being in a happy relationship.
Yeah.
Really.
The partner photos, there's cat photos, but I mean, there's plenty of screenshots in there, but yeah, fucking hand it back over. That's the mangled feet is the,
Who did you send that to?
That again was like, I thought the toe was broken because like there seemed to be a bone jutting out to the right there. And then I just had to tape it up. And was after another tennis injury. And then, that was the same one where my knee was all fucked up.
Right.
Yeah. So the knee one was right next to it where it's, absolutely.
Yeah, I saw that.
Destroyed.
Yeah.
So, the mangled feet photos. If anyone, should I get on Feet Wiki and fucking see if anyone wants those? But my feet are fucking disgusting, you know?
Man, when you get old, when you get over like 25, your feet go all fucked.
Yeah.
They're all fucking... They look horrible.
Oh, yeah.
You just always look at your dad's feet and you're like, God, they look, even your mum's feet, you'd be like, God.
Yeah.
What is going on there? They look awful.
Just staring at your mum's feet.
Yeah.
God.
They look awful.
God, they look bad.
Oh, my God. I wish they were younger.
The booger that had a mom foot fetish. Then farted.
Mommy foot.
Yeah. Spinning the wheel to see what Capper is going through in Portelli's phone. It is... Do you have draft tweets?
No, I don't.
Okay, the notes.
Notes?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've been doing a shit ton of stand-up.
Yeah. You write a lot, don't you, Portelli? How often do you write?
I physically write a lot, but not, like almost none of it is usable.
Yeah.
But you gig a shit ton, and like, I mean, that's write a ton, you know, trial and error, try the gags out.
Yeah.
If they obviously, what do you give it? Two runs, and if it gets nothing, then you abandon it. Or
I used to have that approach, and now I'm more like, oh no, I think I know what's funny, and fuck the audience. And so now I've just gotten way worse.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, you know, like I still have my old jokes that are good, but then all my new ones are like, oh, I think this is funny, and you're wrong.
Uh-huh.
And I just keep doing it. And doing it, and they never get better.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't change anything?
And then I slowly just sink down through the ranks of the scene, back to the open mic.
You'll be back in the shit machine.
Yeah, but then I'll be like, you know, I've
done some. Now, man, this one, this one speaks to me. It's like, do I know any lawyers? Having some trouble with the surgeon who did my operation in 2020. Basically, he won't give my testicle back. There's more to it, but need some advice before my next move.
Yeah, that was the hack that I wanted you to do.
Oh, fuck. Oh, damn.
So it does.
That's a really good hack.
Yeah, it would have been good.
So, we'll go back to
that's kind of
it.
A funny tweet I could do maybe.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
I'd love for you to do that.
I could do that on my Facebook page.
I'd love for you
to
do it.
Well, that's the thing. No one takes, even with the massage, no one takes anything we post at face value anymore, you know?
I mean, that's if we do post it. Like, yeah. I'm like, we might
do. Yeah.
MICF title, train of thought. I'm wearing a conductor's uniform.
All right. So another little hat.
Yeah. Just got another little hat, yeah.
All aboard.
Yeah. Train of thought, you're in a conductor's uniform. Is this legit something you're considering?
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
What if like you're running a train on like a bunch of dudes?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Or the train is
I'm still going for a certain demographic. Yeah, exactly. And every year I go harder and harder.
Are you just attracting train boys? Fucking old train boys. Yeah.
And then the show's just me fucking someone on stage and they're like, we hate this.
That's all right.
He's not even in a train.
Yeah. All right, train of thought, you're in a conductor outfit, but the train is to Auschwitz.
Yeah. Yeah, that works for me.
The book of the driver trained to Auschwitz.
Yeah.
While fucking your mom.
Yeah. The booker who was German, but he knew what was happening.
Yeah. He was just following orders.
The booker who was just following orders. The booker.
Oh, that's fucking good.
Any other notes in Portelli's?
Yeah, I think you've kind of, sometimes you jot down things like I do, and there's no body to them, but... You know what I mean? But like, but they do seem interesting concepts.
Yeah.
You know, like how to create these crazy, memorable experiences that people talk about.
Yeah.
So is that like the whole... Because I've thought about this as well, man. You get older in comedy. You get more settled.
Yeah.
And maybe you've fought this too, Mike. You get more settled, more safe.
Yes.
You have less crazy experiences.
Absolutely.
Is that kind of what you wanted? You kind of wanted, like, you know, then you've got the Ray Badron, John Cruikshank thing where living is writing. Like, that's the whole deal.
Right.
You know, is that what you kind of...
That's just an earnest note to myself.
Yeah.
Thinking about how to get better.
And
to me, it's like the most fun stand-up is when it just feels like really crazy. Like, you know, like where people are like, well, what the fuck was that tonight?
And it feels
like a one-off. I was just thinking about that and like trying to work out how to do it. And I think basically what I'm going to do is just try to say more awful things.
I found that I tried not to go dirty and use less shock comedy or whatever.
Yeah.
But then I've gone towards, I've replaced rude comedy with jokes about running over kids with cars.
Yeah.
I've got like four jokes about that.
It's funny.
It's you know, you're just like, oh, I've just replaced one thing with the other. I'm still using shock. Well,
because you write to what you think is funny rather than pandering, I think. That's as after you've been doing comedy so long, you do become a bit jaded and cynical or whatever, and maybe darker in your writing. And just shit that I write that makes me laugh, I'm like, this is just going to get a groan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're like, this will, there's no way this cuts through.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just like people will be groaning. And then I'm like, all right, well, I made everyone feel slightly uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Like, there's half the jokes that I write that I'm like, that one's shit. And then you try it and it goes well. It's a bit disappointing because you don't like it as much as the one that you prefer.
Because that you're going, yeah. Because the one that you want to go that's like all the way to what you find funny now after however many years.
Yeah.
And just being like poisoned by like your phone and internet and shit like that.
Yeah.
That's 100% and it would be awful. And then people, like actual regular people are like, we can only take 60% of that on our night out, one night out this week.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, we don't want to hear.
Awful,
weird, upsetting shit.
Scott keeps talking about a booger doing terrible things. What the fuck is going on?
I think it's what's missing because in a way comedy's got better. Like you, because... people see YouTube.
Well, there's more options.
More people can
now.
Write jokes.
Yeah.
They see they before you couldn't see the world standard of comedians.
Yeah.
You'd have to go and buy a video or whatever or see them live.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're only as good as the scene around you, really.
Sure.
But now you can be as good as someone you know, like write good jokes, but I think what's missing from comedy now is it was fucking degenerates that didn't fit into anything else. And now it's more people that are just getting good at it, have a good joke rate per minute, and good, great setups and great punchlines, and they get the crowd laughing. But there's no one-off memorable experiences of people really fucked up going, I'm fucked.
Yeah. You know, it's polished now. It's pretty, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, you don't get like a Doug Stanhope where he's just like drunk yelling on stage, like
Just saying awful, but like very funny, true.
Yeah, that is
more rare now. So you're saying we need more straight white guys telling it like it is?
Yes, genuinely. Or even an Italian guy doing that would be great.
We need more spoiled
because that's not white. That's a POC.
Person of carbonara.
Yeah.
We need more, you know, trust fund kids that are alcoholics getting up there and just fucking eating up people's stage time.
Yeah.
Walking around, yelling into the microphone, yeah, going, why aren't I on
pacing
TV?
Pacing the stage, breaking it down.
All right. Well, let's do Capper's phone real quick. Spinning the wheel. Where'd the music go? There it is.
Spinning the wheel. What's the deal?
Capper, we have search history. That ad is loud. Search history in Capper's phone.
Did you go through this recently? Anyway, it doesn't matter. We have done like
five episodes this week.
Yeah. But anyway, just fucking go way down. Mm. I've been researching a lot of stuff. Brett, Blake and I are going around Tasmania.
Yeah, you want a massage.
Yeah. So looking at all the... Man, it sucks because we're there for 8 days riding our motorbikes around.
Yeah.
And I thought, fuck, that'll be great. We'll see heaps of Tasmania. But then we've got to kind of cross through the middle or whatever to get to this gig.
Yeah.
And it's just like, fuck the whole thing up.
Why?
Everywhere is like 3 or 4 hours away.
Right.
And that's a long time on a motorbike.
Yeah.
You know, and we've got to we're filming it and all that shit.
Yeah.
So it's
going to
be.
You are going to Devonport. Have you been there before?
No.
So there's a lot of Devonport stuff. There's a place called Devil's Gullet.
It's good motorbike riding.
When I did a gig in Devonport and I was just like, oh, what is there to do in Devonport after the show? And they said, people hang out in the McDonald's parking lot, car park, and start fights. And I kind of laughed. And I was like, no, really? And he was like, no, really. Like, if you're in Devonport and you want to see something, go...
That's cool.
Watch fights in the McDonald's.
That's
car
really
park.
Cool.
Man, that
film
rules.
That. Film that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll film that, definitely. Yeah.
Put money on it.
I'll rock up on my motorbike and my little, thermal jacket and stuff and take off my helmet with my GoPro on the front. And they'll be like, fuck, this guy's tough.
And he's cool also.
He's
from a big city.
He's got his camelback on the back. Great, cool. He's hydrated.
Brett
wants
looks the part. He would fucking get in there and fight some teenagers.
Yeah.
Car park at McDonald's.
I think it's all a bit of a farce, you know?
It is.
I've seen him fall apart.
Know the real him from Perth. Where
Vest Brett.
Yeah, wearing cardigans and frosted tips.
has he been outed?
Yeah. Well, every time he does a pod, we bring those pictures back.
Cool.
Yeah. I went for a motorbike ride and he couldn't get up this muddy hill.
Yeah.
And fuck, it was funny.
Yeah.
He was just like sitting. I was like, man, let's go. He's like, man, let me get my breath back. My arms are gassed out.
Oh, really?
It was very funny.
Yeah.
It was really funny.
He doesn't look, physically, I don't think he'd be that strong.
I love this.
This is going to be good. Phone Hacks Patreon. Portelli versus Brett.
You were looking up the name Rupert Ranieri. I don't know what that is or who that is.
I think.
Oh, do you know who that is? Huey and I... He said, oh, I'm having drinks with my mate. He's like an actor.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was that guy.
Okay.
And I was like, fuck, this dude's an actor.
Uh-huh.
Hell yeah.
So you looked up Rupert.
I looked him up.
Yeah.
And he's one of Huey's mates. He's been in Pirates of the Caribbean or some shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Something.
Whoops.
You Googled this and I assume it was for the drawing you did for Sammy Shaw's children's book. But I hope it's not because I'd love to see you explain this. You Googled inside baby nostrils.
that was for personal reasons.
Yeah.
It was for the drawing. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. But I've got to have kids and sometimes you're just like, God, I don't want kids.
You don't have to. You realize that.
I know, but...
No one's begging
I will. I will like it. I know I'll hate it, but I also like it as well.
Yeah.
Because you see that weird crust they have around their nostrils all the time. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to have to clean that off all the time. You know?
So before you have kids, you just want to make sure you're across The baby nostril.
Yeah, the baby nostril thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, I better just be a fucking nightmare. Because you see, those always got that weird crust around their nostrils.
Yeah, yeah. It's just snot, right?
Yeah, it's just
there's
snot.
There's going to be worse orifices that you have to clean.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Just looking at it all the time. It'll be hard not to, you know, leave it out in the cold.
You fucking leech.
Put it in a fucking basket and float it down the
hot
river.
Car.
Yeah.
The last thing, you were looking at an article, the stupidest Arnold Schwarzenegger movie has a weird connection to Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, I was going to look at that. I clicked on it. It was like something about End of Days or a clone, and it's got like the XXXFL, like... The NFL that Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
XFL, yeah.
XFL, oh, whatever.
Well, they had like this crazy uniforms and stuff.
Crazy uniforms, and they ramped up the cheerleaders like just being like wearing next to nothing and just giant fucking cans and just like running around and like stripper pole type shit. So they ramped up the sex side of it, and then they made these rules that like the players are going to die. Like there's rules in NFL to protect the player's safety, and they just got rid of all these. So you can literally like run full speed at a guy with your helmet down and just try and take his head off, you know? Like, so it was fucking nuts, but it caved.
Yeah.
But then now, Dwayne Johnson's bringing it back.
Fuck.
Yeah, bring it back.
But I think he's going to soften it. Either you can't do that anymore.
Yeah,
you
know?
He's not going to have the fucking whores on the sideline.
Whores
in a very respectful sense.
Whoa. came out so natural that it was like, I don't think he's trying to be funny.
Don't talk about the players like that. You know, that's terrible.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, well, then I just realised it was clickbait because it was like, in one Arnie movie, there's a triple XFL sticker on a laptop that's got like, it was just the weakest connection ever.
Yeah, right.
And you go, fuck, I hate journalists.
Yeah.
They are the worst people on the planet. Like, this is the most tenuous link.
Right. Well, if it's any consolation, I don't think whoever wrote that got paid very much.
Yeah.
Yes.
Probably their life is pretty shitty, probably.
Yeah.
There is a 30 for 30 on the XFL, and it's worth watching because was fucking wild. Like, they were trying to get cameras through the locker room and stuff.
Hell
and
yeah.
Just like, just total access. And they had cameramen on the field during play that were just getting fucking knocked the fuck out.
Oh.
They let the players name themselves for the names on the jersey. So it was all like, murder your mom. Just like shit like that.
The booger that will kill you?
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. Yeah, it's fascinating. But we are at the pointy end of the episode. So, Hex.
Yes, some hacks.
I mean, look, we can roll the dice, but as you know, I might not do the hack because I stopped caring. And
okay,
I think I better get a different co-host.
Can I suggest ones or not?
You can suggest one, sure.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Well, I reckon because you didn't do the last one, Mike, you got to do this one, the Portelli.
Well, I could still do the last one as well.
Yeah, you know.
You don't post it, but it's, care. You know.
Okay. So I did this in Photoshop this morning. Do I tell you now?
Yeah.
Okay. So I did this in Photoshop this morning.
What is it? This has gone dark.
This is the weirdest thing.
So it's Andy Lee's face on my fiance's body.
Yeah.
And my fiance is wearing her Samba outfit.
Yeah, and then I thought maybe the caption could be, if only, here's to combining business with pleasure.
And where would you see this posted?
That would be on your Instagram grid.
This would be main grid.
I imagine,
Instagram.
That's how I kind of conceived it.
Well, only here's to combining business with pleasure.
Yeah, like if only, and then that like emoji where it's like the sweating emoji.
Yeah.
And then it's like, because what you're saying is like if only, if only your partner
had Andy Lee's face.
Like, well, head and personality.
Uh-huh. Oh, I feel
because it's like you're great. You're too great. Like the things that you love the most in your life.
My partner's body and Andy Lee's mind and face. That's my two favorite things.
Yeah,
I mean, I mean, I'm going to say straight up, I'm not fucking posting
it. I think
I will put it up in the Patreon and I'll put it up in the group.
What if we reach a resolve here, Mike?
What?
Not a main grid post.
Yeah.
What about just in your stories for 20 minutes?
20 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, people
with the caption.
If only, here's to combining business with pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stories for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take that.
All right, send it to me. But also, it would be weird if people readily recognize that that's my partner's body.
Yeah.
So it just looks like I put Andy Lee's face on a fucking
yeah,
sweet ring.
Well, I guess it works both ways, doesn't it?
All right, 20 minutes of the stories.
Thanks. I'm glad that you're going to use it because it did take me a while.
And then we should just
to Photoshop it and then to finish jerking off. So.
There is a lot of elements here where you've dug deep on my partner's photos to find one where she's
I already had that saved.
Shit. I mean, I love that you've come preloaded. We love it when a guest has thought out some hacks and come in fully weaponized.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping the one you had for Capper, was it just the one that he read before? Or was
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Mike's was pretty harsh.
Yeah.
How could I? Okay. So I've got to say, should I put this on my personal Facebook, even though there was one yesterday?
Read it again. So Capper's.
I'll just find it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was about trying to get your nut back or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I know any lawyers? Having some trouble with the surgeon who did my operation in 2020. Is that the right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
2021.
Was it? Oh, yeah, 2021.
Well, first nut was...
Whenever you had it.
Yeah, 2021.
2021.
sorry. Basically, he won't give me my testicle back. There's more to it, but needs some advice before my next move.
Yeah.
I guess on personal Facebook.
Personal Facebook? And, okay. All right.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless P.S. I want it for my mouth.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know. Yeah.
Does anyone know a good engraver?
I want to fashion a ring out of it for the wedding.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. Personal Facebook or Twitter, it would be a joke, I guess. It would come across as a joke.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Send it to me.
Well, yeah, do Twitter as well, maybe, because you did Facebook yesterday. Just Twitter. Maybe
I'll
it's better on Twitter.
Twitter. Okay,
yeah.
I'll do
Twitter. Okay.
All right, so Portelli. Capper had one for you, which was the...
Yeah, it's...
Dan Rosario?
Dan Rosario put this story on his stories, right? This picture on his stories.
Okay.
Of him with showing his ass.
Oh, okay.
Like a selfie of him showing his ass.
Sure.
I thought maybe you could repost this as a story. Just go.
The one of him?
The one of him. Just going, what a sweet peach and funnier as well.
And funnier?
And yeah.
Better funny. Peach? What was it? Like, no, his better peach and funnier as well. He's got everything.
Like, not fair.
That really does annoy me. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
Well, that's an option. So, yeah. And where would that go? That's
it. Just stories.
Story?
Yeah. I wouldn't put that main grid. I think it's kind of...
Yeah.
Probably not fair to Dan.
Well,
even
otherwise...
Even though he posted it publicly, you know.
Otherwise, in stories, you post this photo, Portelli, and you say, check out the view.
And so that's a woman with big breasts.
And yeah, she's in front of a quite the stunning vista of the ocean in the background. And yeah, so it's either Rosario's ass or a lady with big cans in front of the beach, and you say, check out the view.
I don't know. I mean, I can tell you which one annoys me more,
yeah,
if that helps, which is the Dan one.
Okay.
And only really the part about saying that he's funnier. But
do that one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just funnier and a better peach.
All right.
Not fair.
Not fair.
Yeah. I don't have that saved on my phone, so you might have to send it to me.
Yeah, I've sent it to you.
All right. Fuck.
Fuck, man. So let's do these hacks now. I'm doing mine now.
Right.
Okay.
I'll just send
I'm
you.
Doing mine now.
Okay. I mean, there's nothing better to listen to than a bunch of people fiddling with their phones. So Pratelli's got to send me. Yep, I got that.
I'll just send you the caption.
Yeah.
Which is a really important part of it.
And Andy Lee's face on my partner's body, combining business with pleasure.
Fine. Oh, wait. That. Wait. You can just copy and paste it.
Yeah.
And there you go.
And if only, here's the combining business with pleasure. All right. So that's going in my stories. Capper's tweet is the nut.
Yeah, I fucking tweeted it. Do I know any lawyers having some trouble with the surgeon who did my operation in 2021? Fuck. Oh. People on Instagram are going to get a big, you know, they're getting a big
a
dessert
big dollop
today. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're getting some good shit.
All right. And then you can see that there's the photo, there's the caption.
Oh, yeah. I'll maybe just push it down a little bit.
So you can
I
see
don't want
more
to obscure the photo, yeah.
All right. There you go. That is shared.
Thank you, Michael.
Oh,
you
that's
now?
Great.
I'm really happy.
That's really great. Fucking hell. Oh, God. Brutal. Brutal.
All right. Fuck. That was a killer ep.
Man, that was so good.
Portelli,
really good.
Well, fuck, we should have got your plug in earlier, like you know, people usually drop out halfway through.
Oh, that's true. Fuck. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm doing a show at the Melbourne Fringe, which is a very popular festival that all the best comedians do.
Man, we've got you should listen to the episode before this one because we really roll you and
roll Sam's, me.
Yeah, because you went in Melbourne Fringe.
Oh, fuck, I didn't know.
We rushed you for like 10 minutes.
Oh, great.
It. Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'll check that out.
No, not that bad.
So what are the dates of the Melbourne Fringe show and what's the name? Where can they see it?
The name is Va Bene.
Yeah.
Va Bene.
And it is the, I believe, the 12th of October. It starts on the 12th of October.
Yeah.
And then I'm also doing it at Perth Comedy Week in November, and all the links and details are on my Instagram, which is Enter the Portman. So I don't have the actual dates at my disposal right now, but if you follow me or like
mid-October.
Just even look.
And the way we've banked these up, this should be out early October. So, you know,
right.
The Melbourne Fringe will be upon you. And then check out Va Bene.
Va Bene, yeah. And it's sort of like about being like Italian and family, but really I'm going to be saying the word wog a lot. So it's for everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. You could be in the Phantom of the Whopera, which they're also doing.
Yeah. Man, I wish I'd seen that show.
Fuck, I wish I'd seen that show.
Is that the one that Chris Rock dropped in on?
Oh, was it?
I mean, he went to the
lounge
and I don't know if that
on
was
a Sunday.
On.
They don't have a Sunday show,
right?
That show was on.
I mean, so he saw the best of the best.
I think he.
I believe. Yeah. Fucking, yeah. I just dropped on your remote.
You're stomping on the other one too. It's all right.
Yeah. But yeah, that's so funny. I told the guys to let me know when there's another Phantom of the Whopera because I would love to go.
Yeah, you could be.
I've
skipping.
Never been to a show like that. You know, it was just No, that's good. What else?
Capper,
you don't have a podcast anymore, do you?
No.
Okay.
No. So, but Capper, mid-October, who knows where you'll be or what you'll be doing.
Oh, I'm doing Bendigo Comedy Festival, if you want to check that out. And then also doing some kind of variety thing in Newcastle in November.
Yeah.
So make sure you check that out as well. That's it. Thank you guys so much for listening and thanks for coming on, Portelli.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Great. Thank you for bringing hacks. That's great. Such a beautiful touch. Thank you so much, brother.
Thanks. Oh, va bene.
Va bene.
Bye, everyone. Thank
Bye.
You.
See you.
Bye.